guys. Welcome back to the Amber Mae and Tanya Joy Show. We have an incredibly packed show. We hit so many topics today. We talk about the transgender stuff. We talk about the UN and the child rape trafficking ring that's in the UN. If you didn't know about it, you're going to want to pay attention to this show. And we're going to show you also how they are pushing us closer to the CBDC and what is Texas doing. Texas has some incredible things that are on the horizon in legislation or at the state capitol, and legislation's being worked out. So Texas is a part of the show today. So I hope you'll like, share, and subscribe, because it's a power-packed show. So coming up next is me, Amber Mae, and Tanya Joy. Amber Mae and Tanya Joy Show. We have an incredibly packed show for you. We have a lot to talk about. Welcome, Tanya. I'm so glad to have this show with you.
Well, I'm so glad that we get to do this again. It's been too long. We always say that. Oh, we waited a little too long. We're supposed to do this every month, but of course we both get busy and then get it delayed. But that's okay. It's still fun.
It's still fun and we're still doing it, right?
We're still doing it. I love it.
A lot of things have been happening with you. Let's just get everyone caught up on the things that you've been a part of, and I'll share some of the things I've been a part of, so go for it.
Yeah, because both of us are moving and shaking. It's great. Yeah, well, this weekend I just finished at an event with Timothy Dixon and Julie Green. That was an amazing event in Peoria, Illinois, and we had quite a few hundred people that were there. And we prayed over people and were seeing healings. I mean, it was amazing. And then we did a panel the second night where I kind of moderated, and we talked about what God's saying for right now. And we talked about prophecy, and we talked about the importance of prophecy, and what does the word say about prophecy? And it's very clear in the word that prophets still exist, that God speaks to them. He reveals his plans through them first, and we need to pay attention to them. We talked about things from the Bible and how it's cyclical, and we're seeing the same kind of cycle all over again, right?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because someone once asked me my viewpoint on the book of Revelation and if are we living in the end times? And I said, my viewpoint's a little different than other people, because I see us as cyclical. Like, we're seeing the things happen over and over throughout history. So that's very fascinating that you guys talked about that.
Yeah, and I kind of think that too. And I know that's a different way of thinking. You know, a lot of people kind of are going, no, we are on this straight line trajectory. And so we've hit this seal. And so this is going to be next. And then this, and then this. And I don't know if I agree with that fully, only because when you look throughout history, you see different pockets that really fit what it talks about in the book of Revelation. And so now, yes, I 100% agree. Jesus will be coming back at some day,
right,
to rescue his bride. But I don't know. I don't know where we are other than that, right? You know, but I definitely...
Right. I'm not no scholar in the book of Revelation, but that's just been my take, because if anyone would have thought Jesus is coming back, I would have suspected World War II. Wouldn't you think,
right,
if you were living in World War II, I would have said, Jesus is coming back this week or this month or this year, because it looks so dire.
Yeah. But even when you go really far back and you think about, you know, God's people... I mean, they probably thought that after he left that he was coming back, I would think, very soon.
Right.
You know, after Jesus walked on the earth, I can't imagine that the disciples thought it would be hundreds of years.
Right.
I mean, I think they thought it was going to be in their lifetime, based on certain things Jesus even says to them, you will see this or whatever. And so that's what makes me go, it's cyclical. And and it, to me, it doesn't really matter. Like,
right.
Regardless, we are definitely in the end times. We are farther into the end. We're seeing things now that we never could have seen. We're seeing with AI and these satellites that have been put out into space, that there is a way now to evangelize to the entire world all at once that never would have been able to have been done prior to that, because those satellites help to get feeds. So now people can reach areas that they never could. So there's certain things that I go, yeah, that lines up. But either way, it's just important, I think, to encourage people. The days that we're in, and that God has never lost a battle. That's really important. And so we talked about that. I got to share a little bit. I got to moderate. It was amazing. We got to pray and decree and declare some things. And so, of course, like I'm always, my heart is always for the prodigals and these kids that are really sucked into this LGBTQ religion, getting them out of that, getting their minds set free from that. So we prayed about that. And then Julie spoke last night. It was just amazing. It was just, we felt the glory of God come down. It was so anointing. There was an amazing band there called Jaron Davis and the Kindred Souls. And this guy, so do you remember that song, Holy Ground? This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground.
No, I don't know.
You know that song? It's a gorgeous song. It's an old, like a Gaither song. So it's more of a gospel, but very well known in that circle. And Jaron Davis wrote it and has written all these songs. He's toured and played with the Gaithers. His son has toured and played with Natalie Grant and just played with Natalie Grant and Dolly Parton. Like, these are like big time singers and musicians. And it was so fun for me to sit and get to like just talk with them and be like, wait a minute, you wrote that song? Like, that's one of my favorite songs to sing. So that was probably one of the highlights for me, was just that I got to meet these other, you know, musicians, and they were phenomenal. It was like listening to a private concert. So that was incredible. It was an awesome weekend. It was good to see God move. It was good to infuse people with some hope, you know?
Yes.
We really need to work on our mindset. That's the biggest thing I think I see, is there's so much going on and there's so many good things going on, but we can't all just be the ones doing it. People have to get to a space where they are mentally taking every thought captive, speaking God's truth out, thanking Him, really understanding the power of the word, you know, our words. Our tongue has the power of life and death. That's serious. You know, we can take our nation back. Julie was saying yesterday, do I believe things can change? Of course, because when you look at your own life and you see where when I look at my life and see where I was, I mean, 4 years ago, I was suicidal. I was literally, I was so depressed and struggling so much with those thoughts. And when I see where I am now, that is a testimony that we can change our futures. We can change what's going on in our life and around us. And that's how we can get our country back, is really and truly by people understanding how we shift our thinking and surrender to God. So it was really good. It was really, really good.
Briefly sum up, what are the prophets saying for the times we're living in right now?
Well, Timothy and Julie both are saying that they believe we are in the greatest exodus, and that we are going to see another great exodus just like the Israelites saw. So they really believe we are on the edge of that, of seeing God's people come out from under this bondage. We are in slavery. You know, people don't fully understand. Julie made a great comment, and I'm not going to get this exact, obviously, but she was saying, you know, that the Lord told her that we are more enslaved now than the Israelites were during the first Exodus, which she said, when God told her that, she went, how can that be? What? And it's because we don't realize it. We are enslaved to our government through our taxation, which is completely illegal. It was never supposed to, we were never supposed to be taxed. We are taxed worse now than back during those days. We have to work in order to pay the government what they want.
Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah. Our gas, you know, look at inflation to buy food, how much it costs, and not just for the item, but the taxes on the item. We are completely enslaved. You know, our kids, they go to schools. Many states, they'll fight you if you don't send your kids to the public schools.
That's right.
So that means that you're forced to let the government-funded schools educate your children. That's not biblical whatsoever. So we are living really under bondage and slavery.
And don't forget the NGOs, the non-governmental agencies like the World Economic Forum and the WHO. Did you know that the WHO is trying to take some sovereignty away from us again? There's like some meeting that's going to happen. And we were able to fight it off just like last year when Biden was going to go to the World Health Organization and give our sovereignty away, that saying they can declare any emergency whenever they want. And
yeah.
And so that's up for debate again. And so you have these non-governmental agencies, people that were never elected, or
right.
you have bureaucrats that were never elected, like a Dr. Fauci who was never elected, like people like that. They sit in a place of government, but they were never elected by the people that right. dominate and dictate what the people will and will not do, which is unconstitutional because we have a representative republic. We tell the government what to do. They don't tell us what to do.
Right.
So it's all backwards. And wow, I think what she's saying is spot on about that.
Yeah, it seems really spot on to me. And they were just really saying, again, the importance of our words. We have to, you know, Timothy said he felt like the Lord really showed him that we are at a Jericho moment, which was interesting because I woke up and felt the same thing. So we were talking in the morning and he goes, this is what God's saying to me. And I said, that's crazy. I said, because last night during worship, I felt the same thing. This concept of, you know, when the walls fell down in Jericho,
right now, oh my gosh,
right? They walked around that city six times, dead silent. They said nothing. The seventh time they walked around, the musicians played their music. And when they stopped, everybody yelled. And it was those frequencies. When you understand the quantum physics and the world, it was those frequencies of what they were putting into those yells, those, you know, you know, that intensity, the music and the frequency, that's what would have dropped those walls. And so if we could get into unity, that's another big thing they were pushing and talking about. We have got to drop the denominational stuff, and we've got to drop, in my opinion, and they kind of were saying this, we've got patriots and conservatives who are not following the Bible, who are not following godly ways. I do not believe we will get this country back simply by patriotism or simply by claiming to be conservative. I don't know if you saw, and we don't have to talk much about this, but that Bree Teresi, I've been posting it all over.
Oh, I haven't seen your posts on her.
Fox.
Where have I been?
I don't know. But
was it on True Social? Or
I did a show about it, and then I put it on my True Social. Yeah. All but right. you know
well,
what I think?
Send me the link because I want to see that.
I tagged you, and I think they were blocking it for some reason on True Social.
Well, maybe you did, and I just hadn't looked at the tag. So I'll go back. Well, I saw her. I mean, the day I was supposed to speak at the Reawaken Tour, she shows up. I'm like, who are you and how did you get to speak on stage when all of us been paying our dues and supporting the movement? And I'm like,
and she shouldn't have been on stage. But what's really disturbing is that now she lost a job to a man. This ties into this whole trans religion. A man took a position. Now, whether they took the position, I don't know that she auditioned. I don't know the backstory on that. It very well could be that he just got the job and she never even auditioned for it. I don't know. But it was for a lingerie company that she works for. And it's for a very disgusting lingerie, not like Soma, you know, not like just undergarments, like sex.
Like very revealing.
Very risque. Very risque. Okay.
And if you're married and you want to wear that for your husband, we're not saying don't do it. Go
no.
for it.
But that's not the modeling that they're using this for.
Yeah.
And she has been all over. All of the conservatives are buying into this. Poor, poor Bree.
They are.
I'm sorry, but I posted and I showed everybody. She is all over Pornhub. She's all over Triple X Hub. She's all over OnlyFans and more. There were over 20 sites that I found that were straight up porn sites that she has got posts in this kind of lingerie. Ooh. So the conservatives are buying in yet again by a fraud of somebody. Now, could she vote for Trump? Sure. Could she be conservative politically? Sure. But in the days we're in, if individuals don't understand that by her posing in porn, that is promoting the sex trafficking industry, That is what they're escorting kids over the border for. They put them into that industry. The porn industry is continuously degrading women, hurting the way women truly are. Men are developing ED by watching it. Once a man or a woman watches this, their brains are more difficult to get unfiltered than if they had been doing cocaine. She's part of the problem. And so now we've got Fox News and we've got these other conservative news articles that are, I mean, it's been everywhere. And they're talking about poor Brie, go woke, go broke. I'm sorry, but a company who is promoting porn should go broke no matter what. It doesn't matter whether she's in the industry. Of course, they're going to be woke. That's a not godly industry. So I won't go off too much on it. It makes me really angry because the conservatives have got to get their heads out of the sand and understand the kind of war we're in. It's a spiritual war, and she's part of the problem.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.
Hi, everyone. This is Tanya Joy with an update on what is happening with big tech and media today. As you know, I have been exposing Hollywood for some time now, and we are seeing a push to add as much of the LGBTQ and transgender content to the big four lineups such as ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. Finally, we have an alternative that is changing the landscape of how people consume their media, and for only $2 a day, you can put Disney, Hulu, Netflix, Paramount, Prime, and all the others out of business. For only $2 a day, you can get a streaming service whose content reflects your values and gives you everything you have now and more. MyQ Streaming is a new media platform owned by Patriots. They are privately held, which means that there are no stockholders to dictate the content that will be on the MyQ Streaming site. They take no government money, which is awesome because that means the government cannot control or direct your content. Q Streaming is truly poised to revolutionize the entertainment industry. Go to beautyforashes.myqstreaming.com now and subscribe. It is time to take back the media and put the control of content back into the hands of consumers. Again, go to beautyforashes.myqstreaming.com now and subscribe. You will not regret it.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. Well, the sad thing is, and you and I have talked about on a previous porn show, there are so many believers that are wrapped in the addiction of pornography, and that's part of the problem. Satan has his way, and he went after the church, and he got the men and women all wrapped up into this, and so they're not going to be as useful to pushing back when you're wrapped up into the thing that we should be pushing back on.
So true. Yeah, exactly.
And maybe this is a good time for me to lead into the UN. I was going to go a different way, but you're right. The porn industry, they take children and they put them in the porn industry. A lot of times people are in the industry, not willingly. They are in it because they're forced to be in it. So don't get the assumption that everybody who's in it is in it because they willingly went into it. There's a lot of people that didn't go willingly into it. It's called the sex slave industry, or the rape industry. So I'm going to show
you the majority. And there's there's a huge organization called Exodus Cry, and they've got an entire series, movie series called Beyond Fantasy, and it is exposing the porn industry. Mm-hmm. And if people want to think that this is an okay thing, they need to go watch this and understand the reality, because it is a lie that we have been told that pornography is good for you. It's Dennis Prager. I outed Dennis Prager about it a week and a half ago, because he's saying the same thing. The number of prostitutions, the number that are involved in pornography, most adult sex offenders, including child molesters and rapists, have been shown to have significantly higher rates of hardcore porn use than any other offenders. Like,
that's what I was told by a therapist a long time ago when I interviewed him about the whole pornography thing. He said, you know, eventually they get so their mind degrades so much that they go into a worse, deeper pornography to where it ends up in child porn. And
always it almost
like, you don't
always
ever think there. Like you that's gonna be you. You never think it's gonna be you.
But think about
it.
Somebody
your toe into it and boom, now you're watching it kid porn. Disgusting.
And think about somebody who starts drinking a lot every day. Eventually it's not enough. And then you have to have more. It's an addiction. It's a drug. Pornography is a drug. And the women and men who are in that industry, they are promoting it. I don't care if you're just modeling nude, you're not in video, that's still pornography. You're still causing someone else's eyes and mind to lust after you. And
Hollywood has done a great job with every show and every movie. It's porn, really, because yes. You're seeing full frontal. You're seeing the whole thing. I don't know how they're not having sex. They're on top of each other. They're all naked. I'm pretty sure
it wasn't like that when we were kids.
Well, I take that back. I would say that to a degree. Yes, it wasn't as prevalent, but I watched the Brooke Shields documentary on Hulu, and when I was watching her documentary, it's really sad. Her mom did not protect her, and her mom put her in some very sexual positions. One of the movies she made early on when she was just a child had to do with the Red Light District. And In the movie, her mom was one of the prostitutes. Well, she ended up having a relationship with an older man. She's a young girl. And then this guy had to kiss her on screen. I don't know the whole movie. I didn't watch the whole movie. But I'm just thinking, man, you made a grown man kiss a little girl on screen. That right there is disgusting enough, because on the lips, no less. Because that's just not appropriate. Even if they didn't do anything else, that right there is inappropriate. It was her first kiss ever, and it had to be on screen with an older man.
I mean,
do you remember the movie Blue Lagoon or something like that? I remember watching that. She was full on nude, and so
I know.
Was the guy.
And she was like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
Full I mean, that
nudity.
That should be like that. So I think what Hollywood did was they slipped stuff like that in, and they created that movie to be a very sweet, innocent movie. But they had those aspects so that it made it desensitized, just like they've done, so that now movies are full on porn and nobody thinks anything's wrong with it. Maybe there's too. Actual porn, and people like Dennis Prager are going, it's really not a big deal. He is, I'm sorry to say this, but he is actually really stupid for saying that, because that's not factual. There are scientific studies. There are, you know, there is a ton of information out there. This has gone on long enough that they have studied it. And that is absolutely a lie. When men engage in that, they will end up with ED. They will end up with major brain addictions. They will end up being more violent towards women. You can want to say that's not true all you want. They have studied it. And the studies have proven over and over and over again, this is factual.
And it's sickening, because none of the Hollywood people thought, oh, this is a bad situation to put a young child in. And her own mom was an alcoholic and not really paying attention, just like the paycheck. So didn't think about, oh, my daughter's going to be fully nude in movies. She's going to be kissing old men. Like, who protected her as a child? No one protected Brooke Shields as a child. No one protects these childhood actors from the perps of Hollywood.
Exactly.
I mean, how come nobody stood up and said, I don't think we should be doing this movie? It's very inappropriate.
Yep.
It's disgusting.
I agree completely.
And it's sad. And so here's another organization that's not protecting kids. and I think you should see this. I'm going to get to this article, but I'm going to play this clip really quick for you. I think it's an important little clip to...
So UN troops, international peacekeepers were down in the Central African Republic raping children everywhere. I mean, little kids, 7, 8, 9 year olds were being raped by these disgusting pieces of human trash. And somebody in the human rights office in Switzerland, a Swede by the name of Anders Kompass, said, hey, you guys, we need to stop this. We can't have UN troops running around raping kids. And so he was silenced. Well, he went to French prosecutors to blow the whistle. And French prosecutors, of course, opened the case and tried to do something about it. So the UN had this man marched out of his office under armed guard. They fired him. They demonized him. And at that point, an undersecretary general of the UN, right below the secretary general, who oversees one of the UN's agencies, contacted me and said, hey, Alex, I'm ready to do an on-the-record interview. We met on an island in the Baltic Sea, spoke for 3 or 4 hours. I wrote an article about it. She was the undersecretary general for the Office of Internal Oversight Services. This is basically like the UN's internal policing mechanism. And she said, look, this man who was trying to stop the rape of children should have been given a medal. He should not have been escorted out of his office under armed guard and smeared and demonized.
Okay, pause it there.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Now, let me show you the
article. That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. So...
Golly.
So that was a thing, but look at my website right here. If you go to theambermayshow.com, go to child trafficking. UN supports pedophilia, sexual exploitations and abuse problems. Not new, not unique to the UN. Let's see, more than 100 UN peacekeepers ran a child sex ring in Haiti. None were ever jailed. How the UN falls short in responding to alleged sex abuse. Why is the UN has a sexual abuse problem? This right, I think it's here. Or here, one of these lays out their policy on being able to have sex underage, that it doesn't matter what the legal consent limit it is amongst the countries, that anyone of any age should be able to consent. It's one of these two over here. And I encourage you, when you're there, watch this episode with Louder with Crowder. Halfway through, he gets in, and I found these actually articles from him. I said, why invent the wheel? I have a whole page dedicated to child trafficking through the UN, through CPS, through just regular people. So
yeah. It's
I
horrible.
Encourage you to like look at that. See, this is all the CPS stuff down here.
Man, that's a fantastic resource.
Yeah, it's a good resource. It's a lot. I just want to show people how bad the problem is, because they don't. And so you don't want the UN peacekeepers in your country, because they run sex rings. And there's some of these actually have videos of a rape going on. So some of those links, just be careful when you view it, because it's pretty intense. So I thought I'd also share this with you. Do you see the PM up here?
Yeah.
Okay. In-store ATMs dispense cards, not cash, to make purchases. Now, when I saw this, you know what went through my brain, Tanya?
What?
Central bank digital currency. Like, they're just stepping us closer and closer and closer. 100%. We don't need to have cash anymore. No, cash is king. They can't track your purchases with cash. They can't track.
Where was this ATM? Do you know where it was?
Well,
that's just today.
This article just came out today. Yeah.
Yeah. Cash is dirty, said one. I mean, think of the things that they've implanted in people's brains. Good grief. Yeah.
So the article says many restaurants and stores are moving to cashless purchases and have begun installing cash to card kiosks to reverse ATMs. Wow. So that customers can insert cash into the machine, which then dispenses a card they must use at the store, much like a commercial model of Dave and Buster's.
Wow.
New York Post, the founder of the Brooklyn Dumpling Shop in New York City, Chris Morfkin, cash is dirty. Cash is dirty. And we realize that during the pandemic, and it's also not safe for our staff to have cash registers filled with cash. So now they're looking at health and safety, and we're here to protect you. So when you carry cash, you are a target for criminals. I'm not comfortable with having my staff with cash. What do you think is going to happen if you have a machine full of cards, too?
Yeah, they're not going to want the cards. They'll just start killing the people.
Exactly.
Why do you think? I mean, come on. That doesn't even make sense. Why does somebody rob a store? for the cash, because guess what? Those people generally are buying drugs, and the drug lords don't want a card because it can be traced. So they will always want cash. Yeah. And most of our government are drug lords and involved in all this. So it's very interesting that they're trying to get the people to not have access to the cash. Mm-hmm. But you know that that's what they're doing.
But even still, even if they don't have cash in the cash register, they'll take the cards. They have no problem because it's like a prepaid card, you know?
Oh.
So they'll have no problem. So you didn't solve the issue of criminality trying to rob your organization. You're just trying to lay on a reason why we need to get rid of cash, because the CBDC is here, folks.
Yes.
Also, Toronto-based WaveTech, who sells kiosks under the brand Azimuth, Axia reports WaveTech business development executive and partner said that this is a competitive business. Cash carries a lot of friction, right?
No. Wow.
Many venues are willing to pay for the machines because for them, the bigger pain point is taking the cash. Why is that a pain point?
I don't understand that. Well, maybe because they have to bring it to the banks, and the banks are not releasing, because we know what the banks are. Banks are also fraudulent and bankrupt. So they put their cash in. They don't have full access to it.
But even still, I mean, really, it's not. They're saving those fees for transactionals every time you use your debit or credit card. This is just a bunch of crap. It's not even true. It's not a big pain point. It's fine. Cash is king. If you want to really, everyone knows you want the better price, you use cash.
Exactly.
Because if you have cash right there ready to go, then people are more likely to budge a little bit on the price.
Yep.
So this is just
unbelievable. Six Flags. Wait, what does that say? Six Flags and go down. And Hershey
Park, such as Six Flags at Hershey Park, have installed cash to car kiosk and have National Football League and Major League Baseball stadiums.
Of course.
If I tell you your cash is no longer good and you have to go to the machine and convert it to card, the experience has to be good. In the 2-hour window you have to watch a game, you have added a few minutes, Beg said. So they're not helping people. It's just to indoctrinate us and get us used to the CBDCs.
Yep.
Now, there is an article that I found very fascinating. Okay. It got me curious, sparked my attention. I think Texas is ahead of things. So this is a support constitutional-based Texas transactional currency. Support the Texas transactional currency bill. Texas can make it easy for the American people to own gold and silver. This is where it needs to be easy. Not putting your cash to a digital type currency. No, make it easy for you to have a real tangible type of money. Like I have precious metals, you know. I think it's smart. I think if you don't have precious metals, I think something that most Americans should at some point try and get into. And if you don't have a lot of money, sometimes silver is the easy way to go. But at least it's real tangible currency. So take action now. Being able to easily own the transact silver and gold should not be just for the rich anymore. Texas already has a bullion depository. And by allowing the use of Texas transactional currency average, Americans can easily own gold and silver just like the wealthy do. ATMs made banking accessible to normal people. This bill makes the Texas bullion depository access to everybody, provides a choice of owning gold and silver, plus provides an easy way to spend it if they need it with a debit card. Texas can lead the nation and everyday Americans another convenient way to pay while being able to own gold, silver in the meantime. So how does it work? Well, Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution allows state to make gold and silver coins tender. That means useful in making payments. States aren't allowed to print paper money like the federal government can. In the past, using gold and silver to pay for things was impractical. But with modern technology, the Texas Bullion Depository can make gold and silver transactional symbol by adapting existing debit card technology. This has been proven commercially by services such as Glint Pay and authorized for states to offer under the Constitution. It's time to become practical. Now, I like the idea of being able to get gold and silver easier. I think that the state should be allowing that as legal tender currency. At one point, our money was made out of, our coins were made out of silver. and gold, and that was legal tender. Even if they add it to the ATM part, they should make it easy for, if you have like a silver eagle or you have a gold eagle, you have some money that's in, like gold coins, silver coins, you should be able to pay whatever you needed, your water bill, your trash bill, your property tax, whatever you wanted, you should be able to use gold and silver to do so. We should actually, all the stores should be allowed to use gold and silver as a way to accept legal tender. There's no reason why we can't. And you know what? You know why they don't want you to do that? Because you won't be tied to the CBDC. You'll have a way to pay for goods and services if you have precious metals. So,
I just found another interesting thing about that. That's just from the other day. And they even mentioned the CBDCs. They say, as lawmakers in the U.S. introduce bills pushing back against the creation of the CBDC, Texas is opting to go a different route with the creation of a statewide gold-backed digital currency. And so it talks about it more, which is pretty cool. And it does say that they will hold that in their bullion, what is it called, in their depository, in the Texas Bullion Depository, and it's controlled by the comptroller. But then it talks about if people want to switch that out, if they have digital currency and they want to redeem it for cash, they could do that. Or they can even redeem it for gold, it seems. They can redeem the digital currency for gold, like pieces and actual, you know, gold. So that's
kind of how I feel comfortable doing something like that.
Yeah, that seems fascinating. Yeah, so it says they can elect to do that. The value of each unit of the digital currency will be determined at the time of the transaction and must be equal to the value of the appropriate fraction of a troy ounce of gold at that time. So that's good too. That's really good to see. It's a way to reassure investors in the fund who are worried about issues like bail-ins. Mm-hmm. The bill explicitly states that money received from the purchase of the digital currency, gold purchased and held under this chapter, and money received from the sale of gold in response to a request for redemption is not available for legislative appropriation. That's good. So that's really, and then it's supposed to go into effect September 1st.
Wow. That's about the time. Like, so I heard the FedNow program is going to be rolling out anywhere from May to July. And if you are a listener of our program, please, I implore you to contact your local bank and tell them you do not want your bank to be participating in the FedNow program, because that's the payment processing portion of the CBDC. So you don't want that. So I've been contacting my credit union saying, hey, don't, and you'll be surprised at how little these people know about the CBDC. So make sure.
They've never heard of it. I keep asking my banks about it and they're like, well, we've heard a little bit, but I don't really think it's going to impact us. I'm like, yeah, you need to do a little bit more than just that. Now, it does say that this bill has not been assigned to a committee. And so it's not law yet. It's got to go through committee hearing, pass by a majority, and then approve by a full vote. And this article is dated just a couple weeks ago. So
let's hope it goes to committee, because my bill died because they didn't hear my bill in one of the two committees. It passed the first committee and it failed in the second committee. And it failed, but we're going to be introducing it again. But anytime you're dealing with children.
Yeah, they'll just purposefully ignore it.
It didn't surprise me, but I thought, man, with this group of legislators that we had, I really was hopeful that it was going to make it through, but maybe it's God's timing.
Yeah.
I don't know what God has in store for Katie Hobbs. I don't know if she's going to stay our governor for 4 years.
Right.
I don't know, because there's if you're in the Maricopa County area or in Arizona at all, or you can travel to Arizona, there is an effort going on right now to recall one of the county board of supervisors, Bill Gates. If you want to know more about how you can get involved, because many hands make the load light, it would be so helpful if we got a whole bunch of people out and collecting signatures out. Was it last week and collecting signatures?
Mm-hmm.
It's important because this is our way of trying to fight back against the corruption of our election system in Arizona. And so we're going at it. People are going at it strategically, one after another, with the County Board of Supervisors, because few years back, right after 2020, there was a group that started a recall for all of the county board of supervisors, and there wasn't enough people to collect all the signatures. They almost had enough signatures to recall all of them, but it was just too much with too little people. So now it's going little by little by little.
Yeah. And
Katie Hobbs, there's going to be a recall against her, but that can't start until she's been in office at least 6 months. So there's a group out there already wanting to get involved in that. So if you want to get involved in any recalls in Maricopa County, please reach out to me. The easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, click the contact button, and then I will put you in touch with the people organizing those events. So that's something interesting. I wanted to share this other thing. Texas is on fire. So maybe it's God's timing that my bill didn't go through.
Yeah.
Maybe God's going to do something with Katie Hobbs. I don't know. But right now she's vetoing everything. So pass committee, it would have failed.
Yeah, they wouldn't have put it through.
Yeah. So I don't know. I felt like God led me to do the bill. And if God led me to do the bill, there has to be some...
Yeah, something for it.
Something's going to happen with, I don't know when, but just not this session.
Yeah.
But it was a really good bill. Really, really good bill. Okay. So Texas is on fire. Well, we'll get back to that. But let's go to this one right here where 10 commandments.
I saw this.
Time.
Yeah.
May become feature at Texas public schools if state Senate bill becomes law. And I just thought this was fascinating.
Really good. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Tanya. What is so wrong with the 10 commandments? Because it says, do not murder. Don't we have a law on the books that says you're not allowed to murder somebody?
Right. It's really strange. But the problem is it says, you know, do not have any other gods before me. Well, that's going to be the first one that they're not going to like.
Right.
You shall make no idols. That's going to be a problem. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That's going to be a problem. Keep the Sabbath day holy. They probably aren't going to care. Honor your father and mother. That should be simple. But think about this. They are saying the exact opposite. They're telling the kids in the LGBT community, if you have unaccepting parents, come to us and ignore them and we will help you. You don't need to honor your father and your mother. Ignore them. They're stupid. That's what they're telling them.
That's in the schools, that is something that threatens the parent-child relationship. Are there these people that really fundamentally believe that if you don't affirm their whatever gender they want to be? And you said it earlier with the prophets, use your words carefully. Look at what they say, gender affirming. Aren't I affirming the gender if my daughter wants to be a boy, but I am not calling that a boy? If my daughter is a girl born biologically a female, I am gender affirming her as a female because that was her gender.
That's what the word means.
Gender.
They're changing the definition of words.
Literally what they're doing.
Changing.
With equity, they're changing the definition of equity.
Yes.
It's not equality. They make it sound, oh my gosh, equity means equality. That's not what it means.
Right.
They change the definitions of words. So what you said in the very beginning of the show is so important because our words really matter.
They really
matter. Have to really understand what are they trying to say with their words.
Yeah.
Gender affirming. I am affirming that my daughter is a female. She was a biologically born female.
Yeah.
Now, if something happens in her life and she thinks she's a boy, I am not going to affirm that because she's biologically a female.
Right. And that's not helping our kids mentally. That's something that's really shocking to me. That is not helping when the mind is so confused that it can't recognize fact. Going along with the confusion is not going to help the mind. It's going to confuse the mind worse. And that's what we're seeing with all of these kids that are detransitioning now. And that's the very thing that they're talking about. And people are unable to say, I've seen, there was a clip, gosh, what show was it on now? There was a clip the other day and I saw, and it was talking about somebody asked a question about, can you define a woman?
Oh, and that's the next article that we're going to talk about.
These people couldn't, they basically were saying, I declined to answer. What? Well, that's hate speech. Hate speech? Asking to define the definition of a female? Why is that hate speech? They are claiming it is hate speech because they're so brainwashed.
That's the default argument. Can't come up with a logic argument is it's hate. I don't hate you because you think you're a male when you're a female. I have no hate in my heart for you. Actually, I have more compassion for you because obviously you've gone through something so horrific in your life where your identity is fractured.
Yes.
You know, it's actually the opposite. I actually feel more compassion for you.
Totally agree.
You know what? What happened to accepting who you are? Well, accepting who you are is accepting your gender too. The gender you're born with, not the gender you make from a surgery. But I thought this article was interesting with the Ten Commandments. Because also what they're doing with it is, where did it go?
Yeah, it's really good. They're gonna and they should, of course, you know that the other religions are gonna say that's a problem, and it's dangerous because in Texas is where the Satanic Temple resides, and so they are pushing back. But that doesn't mean we still need to push for these things, you know.
There's a Satanic church that's here in Phoenix too.
Yeah,
that's the article I wanted to share with you. So what they are going to do also is they're going to post it up, because a long time ago they used to have the Ten Commandments in all the public places, all the schools, all the public buildings. But they're also going to make a time to where you can have a prayer time. And if you don't want to be involved in the Christian prayer, then you're welcome to have your own religion at that point. Parents, I think, can opt out of it, I believe is what the article
Yes, they can. Parents must give their consent. Participation in prayer or reading of the religious text would be entirely voluntarily, the bill stated. No school-wide prayer may be announced over a school's intercom system. So it's basically just saying you're going to have this quiet time and you can use it for Bible reading or prayer, or other faiths can read, would also be free to read their religious texts of their choosing.
Yep. So I think it's a pretty good bill. It's not stomping on anyone's religious freedoms.
Right.
And you know what would happen, I think, if there was more Christianity or more religion, I guess, in schools, there might be less school shootings, because what is the one commandment? You should not murder, okay? You have to love somebody, love your neighbor. What did Jesus say to wrap up all the commandments? Is you love your neighbor as yourself and you love God above everything. When you wrap up, those are the two things that will wrap up all the Ten Commandments. Love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
And when you do that, it's going to be hard for you to shoot up other students if you are trying to be a kind person to other
yeah.
people.
And it's crazy that they have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. So what is that other school teacher, that video? Play that for us.
Okay, let's get that one open. Fifth grade. This is amazing. I mean, this guy... I would love to meet him. He is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me if you can hear it.
What is a gift?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a second. There we go.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate.
But what about trans men and non-binary?
They're
We're
not
excluding
men.
A whole group of
they're,
people.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life.
I'd like to understand from your perspective why you don't believe it's rude and why you think you have a right to, when someone identifies a certain way, for you to tell them that that is not correct, that they are that particular gender or identity.
Why do I feel that it's right to tell them the truth?
But it's not,
you know,
the truth.
The people who hate the truth, people who hate the truth are because they see the truth as hateful. If you want to identify in any way you can, you're free to do so. But that does not mean that the rest of us have to join that illusion.
If a transgender person is not harming you or the people or you love, why do you care so much?
Because you want us to
care. Why? No, I don't want you to care. I want you to be quiet. I want you to stop being hateful.
So let me answer. You disagree. I disagree with you. And so you call it hate. But there's no hate in my heart at all. So that's
you are being hateful when you tell somebody that identifies as a man that they're not a man.
That's not hateful. That's a fact.
That's true. I mean, he's not wrong. It's not being hateful. And here's the thing. Why do we care? Because they're pushing their lifestyle on the rest of us that we
Correct.
Have to change our way of living to suit them. So, yeah, it affects us because it's not like if someone wants to live if you're a full grown adult and you're going to make that choice for yourself, I can't stop you That's your choice. If you're a mature adult and want to do that, who am I to tell you not to do it? Do I agree with that choice? No, but if that's the life you want to live,
yeah,
I'm not going to stop you. But the reverse is also not true. Your lifestyle now
doesn't get to dictate ours.
That's right.
So what she was saying is, we don't care. We want you to shut up. That's absolutely, does anybody not see that that's absolutely the opposite of what they want? They don't want us to shut up. They want us to agree, and not just agree, but support and promote that that is another gender, that that is acceptable. So for her to say, we don't care, we want you to shut up, that's not true. That's an absolute backwards lie from what she's saying. They want us to care because they want us to accept it. That's where it becomes a problem. We're not saying you can't be that way. We're saying you can't tell us we're going to call you that, because in our reality, and we're saying that's not true. Factually, scientifically, when that person dies, if she's alone and they have to figure out who she is, they will look at her DNA and they will say she was a woman.
Oh yeah, you can tell by bones. Did you know that? By
yes,
bones alone.
Yes, forever.
You can decipher a female body versus a male body, and that by will bones. Never change on the outside.
That will never change. And
the outside, the bones will show you the day you die. They take you from, they resume you from the grave. Your bones will determine that you were a female, whether you had a child or not. Your bones will even tell archaeologist whether you had a child or not. That's how incredible God is with the DNA and how he's created your body to determine whether you're a man or a female. Isn't that amazing that even your bones can declare it?
Yep. And that's why this whole argument is so wrong, because again, they can dress the way they want. They can claim to be that, but you can't make everybody else agree to it. Right. I mean, that is absolutely impossible. That is ridiculous to even think. That'd be like me starting to go around and saying, no, the sky is green. No, the sky is blue. No, it's not. The sky is green. At the end of the day, the sky is not green, right? You know what I'm saying? Or it's a ludicrous argument. And it's the biggest problem with the agenda. It is a religion. It is not. Yeah. It's not just you feel uncomfortable in your body and so you're going to dress a different way. It is, oh, maybe you should think about this because you feel uncomfortable. And instead of figuring out why do you feel uncomfortable, let's just say you should be this instead. And the whole thing is transhumanism. The whole bottom line is transhumanism. Yes. And really, when you look at the Baphomet creature, which is the symbol of Satan, it is a it's a part male, part female. So why wouldn't Satan want to get the human race to resemble himself more than God, who created male and female?
That's a good
Satan
point.
Goes, I'm going to create my own gender. And so all the people he can get to believe that, he has.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Man, we tackled a lot of topics on today's show.
Yes, we did. A lot of good hot topics.
A lot of good hot topics.
The thing is, it's not going away. This stuff is constant. I mean, look at these news articles, these issues, they're constant. They're not going away, you know?
It ultimately is the destruction of the family unit. Because if you can destroy the family unit, you can destroy society and countries. And when you can do that, then you can easily take over nations.
That's right.
And that's really where this boils down to. So it's really a sad thing. They're trying to destroy what God said is good. A family unit is good. A family unit protects us. And a family unit makes a strong society.
It does.
And they're taking that away. Well, Tanya, I appreciate you coming on today. And it was so fun doing our show together, monthly show.
I know. We need to do this more often.
It's great.
It's always the best. I love it.
Love it too. Well, you can contact me by going to theambermayshow.com. Tanya, where do they find you?
Yep, they can find me at tanyajoy.tv, and that's spelled TANIAJOY.TV. You can find all of my shows and all sorts of good content over there.
And look at the descriptions below, and you can help support us with our offers. And by the way, we I didn't do a slipper check. Oh, did I you know. Have your slipper check?
Of course I do. Yeah. And guess what I just got? I just got the new moccasin ones for summer. I did. They're the moccasins. They're cream, so I can wear them as shoes. In fact, I might.
Mine. I need to get mine because we're flip-flop season here in Arizona, especially in summertime. So I'm going to go get my summer sandals from My Pillow. And you can use either B4A or you can use Amber at checkout and save up to 66% off at MyPillow.com. So check
good savings.
Out. Yep. Well, you guys have a great day and we'll see you next time on the Amber May and Tanya Joy Show.
Bye, everyone. Hi, y'all. I wanted to come on here quickly and show you some more information about the Holy Hydrogen company and machine. Y'all have seen some of our shows, the Holy Hydrogen Show with Hydrogen Greg. This machine can cure over 170 diseases. It can change your chemistry. It can stop cancers from growing. It can help remove cancer. Now, I'm not making medical claims here. I'm just talking about the science, and I want to share this with you. So take a look at this. This is the simple machine, the Holy Hydrogen Lourdes Hydrofix Premium. Right now, you can get $100 off this machine using our promo code B4A. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Go to their website, holyhydrogen.com, check out this product, use our code, and start getting healthy today. You guys, you're going to be so grateful that you did, and I promise you, you're going to have some amazing results. So go there right now, holyhydrogen.com, use promo code B4A, get yourself one of these machines, and start your way on absolute amazing health. See you soon. Bye, everyone.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.